Welcome to Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast. It's time to be healed. It's time to be restored. It's time to breathe. Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. Here's our host, Sandy James.
Hello and welcome to Breathing Room. I'm so glad you're here this week. Look at you. You're tuning in regularly, aren't you? Or maybe you're new. Hi, I'm Sandy James. Glad you found me. You are officially on Breathing Room with us. And I'm here with Mariah Bolliver, my very best friend.
Hello, everybody.
It's good that you're here. We need to hear that you are here. We need to know who you are. You should introduce yourself to us in the comments. And you should share this and subscribe before you get very far away from that. Because you'll need to know what's coming up. We have so much to tell you. How was your resurrection day? How was your day? How was your celebration of Jesus' resurrection? If you want the truth, it came up too fast for me. It came too fast. It was too early. I didn't see it coming, and then it was here and gone. So I'm sad. I'm a little bit sad about that. We celebrated Passover and we celebrated the resurrection, but I want to make a bit bigger deal about it all the time. And so, I don't know, it was a little fast. Was it fast for you? In the beginning of April, this feels a little bit speedy for me.
It's going to be the middle of April next week.
Yeah, it is. Crazy. When we're recording this, we're about to come into the middle of April. We have some things happening toward the end of April we'll tell you about in a few minutes. But I want to talk to you about this verse in Acts, or these verses in Acts. I'm in Acts chapter 3, I'm on verse 19, and it says, "And now you must repent and turn back to God, so that your sins will be removed, and so that times of refreshing will stream from the Lord's presence." Stop. Pop quiz. Where does refreshing come from, according to that verse?
From the presence of the Lord.
From the presence of the Lord.
Wow.
Refreshing, wow. Which actually means recovery from the effects of heat. Or a cool breeze. A cool breeze. Like they walked with God in the cool of the day. That's the word refreshing.
Wow.
That comes from somewhere.
Wow.
It only comes from the presence of God.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
So just a thought. All right. Moving on. "And he will send you Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One." For, now the "for" is a conjunction. I'm an English teacher. The "for" is a conjunction. And it joins the first part of that statement to the next part of the statement. So it says, "And he will send you Jesus, the Messiah, the Appointed One, for..." Or because "he must remain in heaven until the restoration of all things has taken place, fulfilling everything God said long ago through his holy prophets."
Wow.
How long, again, another pop quiz, I'm so annoying, aren't I? But how long does Jesus have to stay in heaven?
I mean, if you're looking at the world right now, it might be a little longer.
Okay, but according to that scripture, how long does he have to stay in heaven?
Until the restoration of
all things. Restoration of all things. And I don't know, but if you translate the word "all" in any language, like you can go back to the ancient Chaldean, you can find the word "all" in hieroglyphics, and it still means all. There's no back door in that word. None. Absolutely no back door, no second guessing, no "all except this" or "all except that." And I don't know about you, I've not always walked with the Lord. I turned to Jesus when I was 18 years old, and I've never looked back. It's gotten worse every year. I am more and more in love with him all the time. But in all the years that I've walked with the Lord, and it's been quite a while now, I've always thought that Jesus has to remain in heaven until it gets so bad in this earth that he has to come and rescue us and rapture us out of here. And I totally believe in the rescue, and I totally believe in the rapture. But according to that scripture, you got to go back to scripture. According to the scripture, he's got to remain in heaven until the restoration of all things.
So he's, what you're saying is he's coming back for a bride who doesn't necessarily need the rescue because the earth is so, so horrible, horrible,
right.
horrible. It's been
right.
horrible. We're burning up down here.
Right.
Come
exactly.
Lord Jesus.
Exactly.
He's coming back for a bride who's done her work.
He's coming back for a restored
yeah.
bride.
Come on.
The restoration of all things. If you go into Romans chapter 8, I'll give you a minute because I have to get there. But if you go into Romans chapter 8, it says, hang on, aha, right here. In verse 21, it says, all creation longs for freedom from its slavery to decay and to experience with us the wonderful freedom coming to God's children. And then if you skip down to verse 26, it says, and in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. Think restoration. It says, for he knew all about us before we were born, and he destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of his son. Think about restoration. Hang on, I'm still getting there. Still getting there, going in Romans 8, still working on it. I cannot find that scripture, Mariah. Do you know where the tiptoe scripture is?
I'm going to look it up right now.
Mm-hmm. 19. As she's looking at 19, I went right past it. Can you read that for us?
The entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters.
Mm. I am convinced, he backs up in 18, I am convinced that any suffering we endure is less than nothing compared to the magnitude of glory that is about to be unveiled within us.
Wow.
The entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters.
Wow.
He has to remain in heaven until the restoration of all things. All things. The entire earth is groaning and travailing in another version to see the unveiling of the sons and daughters of God. So my question to you, as we search diligently through the scripture, my question to you, beloved, is this. What in you must be restored?
Mm-hmm.
So if you take it like concentric circles, and you start in the innermost circle, your life, just you, not everything that touches your life, just you. What in you needs to be restored? What about your body? Does it need to be restored? Is there death anywhere in your life right now that's operational? Because I'm telling you what, if you find something in your life that is not as it should be, as the Lord originally designed it, he has appointed its restoration.
Yeah, he has.
Wow. That's part of the all things
yeah.
that are going to be restored.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that. Are you ready for that? I'm so ready.
I'm so ready for that.
If we made that circle a little bit bigger, what about your emotions? Do they need to be restored? Is there some trauma that you're going through, that you've gone through, that you've lived through, that needs to be restored?
Mm-hmm.
See, we settle for things not restored.
Yeah.
And Jesus is in heaven waiting for the restoration of all things, and all of creation is standing on tiptoe looking for you.
Yeah.
Looking for your unveiling.
Yeah.
What, okay, make the circle a little bit bigger. What about your children? What about your relationship with your children?
I want you to even imagine, picture in your imagination what that relationship restored would look like.
Yeah.
What would that look like?
Do you ever do that? Do you ever sit and think about what fully restored looks like in this area? I do that.
Wow, yeah.
A lot of you may not know, but I have cerebral palsy. I've had cerebral palsy since I was born. There are days that I look at a flight of stairs and I think, what does going up the stairs fully restored look like for me? And I have to imagine it because I've never experienced it. So I have to kind of concoct it in my mind. Like a blind man that's never seen anything,
yeah.
you try to explain the color purple to him.
Right.
you would have to endeavor to imagine what that looks like. But there is a full restoration for me and for you.
Right.
And there are days that I'll sit and imagine what a fully restored relationship with my children, let's say, or with my parents, let's say, or with whatever it is, with a friend that has had a hard turn with me, or whatever it is, where my body is fully restored. What does that look like for me? What does that look like for you? Mm-hmm. See, if we can't see it, if we can't imagine it, if we can't pursue that in the spirit, we won't have it. And we tend to settle. And you know why we settle? Because we got to figure out a way to live through this.
Adapt and overcome.
Yeah, adapt and overcome. And I'm good with adapt and overcome. I raised a Marine. I am totally good with adapt and overcome. But the thing is, I have to believe God for the restoration of all things.
I think we can't end to adapt and overcome and think, that's good. We're good with that.
I'm okay with that.
We can compromise.
That's good enough.
It's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Like, the King of Kings wants to give you his treasure trove of restoration. So adapt and overcome is not good enough.
Right.
That's not good enough.
Well, it's not what he purchased.
Yeah.
He purchased restoration.
And here's the other thing. He's really fine if you don't want it.
Exactly.
He's not like holding something over your head. It's just that he really wants you to have it.
He's not frustrated.
But he's not frustrated with you. I just think he is so delighted when we realize what belongs to us.
Yeah.
Like what restoration really looks like. And if we can imagine it, he has a bigger plan even than that.
If we can imagine it, it says that he is doing far and above, beyond everything we can ask or imagine. So once you imagine it, it's way beyond that.
Which is,
man,
crazy.
Yeah.
That makes me want to dream again. Makes me want to dream again about some things that I've adapted and overcome in my life. That's like, okay, how do I want that relationship to really look?
Right.
What do I really want with that friendship? What can I write down even? I'm just thinking in my journal, I like to write these things down just between me and the Lord. What can I write down that would say, no, this is how I want that friendship to look. This is how I want that relationship restored.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That is so good. Let's take a minute for our sponsor, just about 30 seconds for our sponsor. I want to come back and unpack that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because that's really important. Hang on.
Hello, friends. This is Greg with Greg James Designs. We design barndominium homes, metal building homes, and pole barn homes. If you would like to call us and discuss your project, feel free. 405-697-2110. Or visit us on the web at gregjamesdesigns.com. We would love to talk about your project. Give us a call.
All right, you're back with Sandy James and Mariah Bollweber on Breathing
Hello.
Room. We love you, and we love your restoration. I hope you like the fact that we are totally rough, and we're just having a total conversation with each other in the car, literally, about who you are and what your restoration will look like. Mariah, you brought up the fact that we need to write these things down.
Yeah.
We need to dream with him and write down what we see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I think that, well, what does it say? Write the vision, make it plain.
Right.
Right.
So that he may run that reads it.
Yeah. So what are we writing to the Lord? And let's say, okay, well, my relationship with my dad, let's just say, I want that relationship restored. Well, what does that look like? What does that look like for you?
What does a fully restored conversation sound like? Get specific with it.
Yeah.
And write those things down.
Yeah.
You know why? Because then you can mix faith with that and trust that God is dreaming bigger and more restored than you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take you a little bit when you have not been dealing with restored thinking.
Right.
It's going to take you a minute to give yourself permission to dream bigger than you've ever dreamed before.
Yeah, absolutely.
What does a fully restored business look like?
Whoa, come on. Yeah.
What does a fully restored birth experience look like? I am a childbirth educator, and I've been a doula before, and I'm a home birth mom. So you know us. We're totally closet midwives. We are total closet midwives, people. And so I've been with moms that have had horrible birth trauma.
Yeah.
And they're still young, and they're still in their childbearing years. And so getting pregnant again to them is just not a peaceful thought. It's not peaceful. But what does a fully functioning birth and a perfect birth in the blessing of the Lord look like for you? Let's imagine that. Mm-hmm. Just for a minute. Let's imagine a birth with no curse on it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, man, there's nothing like it.
Wow.
It's my favorite pastime. Giving birth is my favorite pastime ever. Sorry, I'm very strange. But I'm just telling you that a birth with no curse on it is completely different. Childbearing and child rearing and raising teenagers and raising the next generation and prophesying them into their destiny in restoration is different.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to buy into the world's way of thinking.
Mm-mm.
And we don't even have to buy into the condemnation that says, it didn't go the way I wanted it to go, so I'm condemned and I've done things wrong. You may or may not have done things wrong.
Right.
Get over it. Jesus paid for all of that.
Yeah.
You still get to be completely restored.
The story is still not over.
It's not over. We have to be very good. And I think I may have said this before on this podcast, but we have to get really good at not taking snapshots of our life and judging what we see based on the snapshot rather than the long view.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, mamas, can we just have a minute here? You can be prophesying the word over your children, and you will be mighty in the earth in the name of Jesus. You will fulfill your destiny. You will walk with God all the days of your life. And one of the snapshot days is like the dog just pooped on the carpet, and the kids are yelling, and the baby is screaming, and the teenager is rolling his eyes, and then he came in late for curfew. Whatever it is, that's the snapshot. And the enemy can look at you and go, you had one job, and you have failed all of it altogether today. There is no hope. Can I just tell you, restoration is not over for you. You are in the process of being fully restored, because Acts 3:21 says he's waiting.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen, because he will wait until it is fully restored for you and for his people and for the earth, the nation. The snapshot of the nation right now, on the day we make this podcast, looks a little bleak.
Yeah.
And the enemy would go, it didn't work. All that prayer didn't work. No, none of those prophecies came to pass. Listen to me. Listen. The story is not over. And God heard every one of those prayers and every one of the prayers that are still going up for the nation. It's working.
Yeah, it is.
It is working. God is working behind the scenes, and he is working in the shadows. You've not seen anything of what the Lord is about to do. Don't be distracted by the snapshot. Take the long view and see that the Lord is restoring all things in the name of Jesus. That's really, really important.
And you, those of you who know the Lord, we're talking, this is referring to the lovers of God, people who are in covenant with him. In other words, if you've been saved by Jesus. Now, if you haven't, we can take care of that right now. Then all this applies to you. This is not like you're not in the club. Just get in the club. It's fine. We want you here. But listen, so covenant, the reason why all of this is true, and the reason why no matter what you do or how you feel about the snapshot or how you feel about how horrible of a mom or wife or friend you've been last week or et cetera, the thing is, none of that matters in reference to your restoration, because the restoration is not based on your performance. It's based on the covenant.
It's based on his sacrifice.
That's exactly right. And nothing can change that.
Nothing can change that.
Nothing. So,
and nothing can stop the restoration that's coming.
Right. Nothing.
That's what I want you to hear, is that it is time for you to be fully restored. And beloved, if you will stand up and go, that's it. That's me. I'm going to be restored fully. I don't care what I'm looking at. I will be fully restored in all
I think what maybe what we should write in our journals at the top of that vision page is, how good do I want it? Because the Lord isn't just wanting to like restore your relationship with your son that maybe he calls you once in a while. What do you really want?
Right.
What kind of connection do you really want? What kind of relationship with your husband or with your ministry or in your business? What kind of success do you really want? Write that down. Don't belittle the vision of the Lord. Don't make it small or more attainable in your mind. Okay? How good do you want it?
Yes.
Like, what do you really want? Write it down. The Lord actually does care about
that. You know, somebody was praying over me at a Bible study some time ago, a long time ago, when I was 19. Right after I gave my heart to the Lord, somebody was praying over me, and you know how it goes. We were in the living room, and everybody's praying, and we got the anointing oil out, and we got worship music going, and it's just, you know, great Christian recreation. And this guy comes up to me, and he lays hands on me, and he said, "The Lord said this, honor me with the magnitude of your request. You're not scaring me." And it shocked me, because I never thought about God like that. As a matter of fact, I had just started thinking about God, so I had never had that thought. But that I didn't scare God or intimidate him or offend him by the magnitude of my request to him.
Wow.
I honored him. The bigger my request became, the more he was honored by my request.
Mm.
Because I know him, and I know he's not holding out on me.
Yeah, no.
And he will restore me and everything that affects me. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's just part of the big restoration package.
Yeah.
The restoration package for the earth.
Yeah.
I'm part of that. Yeah, You're part of that. You just happen to live in the time of the restoration of all things. Praise God. What are you timid about? Stop it.
Wow.
God wants to restore all that you've lost. The devil is the eternal loser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is the forever loser. Whatever he tried to do to you, it did not succeed. You are still alive and you are listening to this podcast. That's the cue from heaven. None of it worked. And that you will be restored, beloved. So here's the thing. You need to get saved. If you're not saved, it needs to happen right now. So pray this with me right now, and you will enter into covenant with the living God, and then all that restoration belongs to you by covenant.
Mm-hmm.
So follow Mariah. I'm going to lead us in prayer. We're going to get you saved right now. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I come to you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I surrender my life.
I surrender my life.
Completely into your hands.
Completely into your hands.
I ask you. To take my life.
To take my life.
And use it for your kingdom.
Use it for your kingdom.
I declare. That Satan's draw on my life. It's finished. And that Jesus is Lord.
And
that he was raised from the dead.
For me.
In Jesus' name.
I fully receive
the Holy Spirit. In fullness and in overflowing. In my life. And I surrender completely. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations.
Amen.
You are now a believer. I don't care who tells you what. Everything just happened in heaven. If you could hear what I hear, you would hear the shout of the Lord in heaven, because he has waited for this day for you. And he has things planned for you to nourish you and to strengthen you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know he has planned your deliverance.
Yeah.
He has planned your success. He has planned your rescue. And this is part of it. I can tell you another part of it is in Oklahoma City on April 24th. His Breathe Retreat is coming up. And it is going to be amazing. Now, it's top secret. The plans that we have for you are top secret, but I will tell you this. It is a fully immersive and interactive event. We create an environment for the Lord to blow like the wind through that room, to encounter the women that come, and you will never be the same again. It is a 12-hour event that will feel like it lasted for about 2 hours.
I've been amazed at the provision of the Lord. In every single breathe, and in this one, just because we're living in it, obviously it always feels more pronounced.
It's amazing.
When we're living in the middle of that. The provision of the Lord in every way. What God is preparing for you at Breathe is overwhelming.
So spectacular.
And it's so special.
You've been chosen. You've been chosen. Eventually, we're going to bring Breathe to other cities. But on April 24th, it's right here in Oklahoma City. And you do not want to miss it. Grab a friend. Get on the website, breatheretreat.life. And register today, because registrations are coming in every day. And space is limited. You have to get in now. Go ahead and do that. If you have a group of 10 or more, I want you to contact me personally on the website. And I will coordinate a major discount for your group, your entire group.
There's a contact us page on the website.
That's right. We want you to be there, because we know that the Lord will encounter you in that place and you will leave completely shifted in your walk with the Lord. It will be amazing. If you're a man and you're listening to this, you have women in your life that need to come. Get them there. Your daughters, your wife, get them there. Your moms, your sisters, get them to Breathe. Breatheretreat.life right now. As we're recording this, it's just a few days away, just a little over 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
My gosh. Ooh. We plan for this. We pray this out. We prophesy into this for 6 solid months, and now we're just over 2 weeks away. You cannot wait. We love you. Thank you for tuning in today. You need to subscribe. You need to share this with people. You need to get this out, because everybody needs restoration. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs some space, and they need some restoration. I just will not settle for a lack of breakthrough in anybody's life that I know. I just won't.
No.
I won't. Not where I'm in charge. Not where I have any influence. There will be restoration.
Absolutely.
We love you. Thank you for tuning in today. We will see you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. To find out more about Breathe Retreat, visit breatheretreat.life. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Join us next week for Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast.